Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Internet forces are aligning.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I'm hearing the Star Wars theme in my head this morning. The giants of the internet universe are choosing sides in the battle over Yahoo. Microsoft wants to take over Yahoo, but there's word this morning that AOL might step in and help Yahoo fight them off. There's also speculation that News Corp could join Microsoft to make the bid more formidable. Should make for an interesting couple of weeks. Another technology development to tell you about this morning. Here's Lisa Napoli.
This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a story about how the government and major wireless companies are working on an emergency alert system to get the word out about things like weather disasters or a gunman on the loose with messages delivered to your cell phone. Wireless analyst Glenn Fleischman says a Federal Communications Commission plan to create a text message alert system just makes sense in this digital age.
If you can target people down to the granularity of this county, this state, or this cell tower, this zip code, whatever, then you can give people incredibly useful, timely information that could save lives.
Fleischman says don't expect this public service to be free.
And then we know the carriers are going to put a new line item on the bill that's called text message national alert cost, and they're going to tack 20 cents or 50 cents every month on the bill, even though it costs them nothing.
Don't worry about a new surcharge just yet. The new alert system won't be here until 2010. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
The stock markets seem to be stuck in the doldrums this week. In Japan today, the Nikkei fell 1.3%. European shares are down 1% so far. Yesterday, the Dow lost 49 points to 12,527. The Nasdaq fell 26 to 2322, and the S&P 500 was down 11 to finish at 1354. The Federal Reserve has cut interest rates to the bone. The Fed's key rate is 2.25% now. Today, the Bank of England and the European Central Bank make their interest rate decisions. The speculation is England will cut, the ECB will not. Stephen Beer joins us from London. Stephen, why the discrepancy?
Well, first of all, there's a big difference in the current level of interest rates. Here in the UK, short-term rates are currently 5.25%, and that compares with a somewhat lower rate of only 3% in the Eurozone. But also, in the UK, we've started to see some worrying signs. There's been a sharp fall in the average price of housing in the UK. So the Bank of England is probably beginning to feel that some sort of preemptive cut is called for.
Here, the big issue for the Fed has been recession versus inflation with regards to interest rates, and they've cut because they're mostly worried about recession. Are you suggesting that Europe is not that worried about recession?
No, it seems to be rather the reverse. There's more concern about inflation in the Eurozone. Conditions generally are fairly buoyant in the Eurozone, and apart from some of the peripheral economies like Ireland, Spain, the Eurozone is much less vulnerable to a housing bust.
And of course, interest rates also impact the currency. So how might this affect the currency difference between the dollar and the euro and the pound?
Well, this is an absolutely crucial point because the pressure within the Eurozone for a cut in interest rates is coming from Eurozone exporters. They would like a cut to take the pressure off the high price of the euro, which is making their exports much more expensive.
All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. by Lions for Lambs, starring Tom Cruise, Meryl Streep, and Robert Redford, on DVD today. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com.
Today we wrap up our series, Housing Madness, by talking to the FBI. Now, why would we do that? Well, mortgage fraud has climbed 800% in the past 5 years. There could be 60,000 cases this year. James Duran has our story from New York.
James LaShore is a disabled pensioner from Brooklyn, New York. He spent a lifetime paying off the mortgage on a smart limestone apartment house. But today he faces losing it all because he was ripped off by a bogus mortgage broker.
Everything I work for is tied up here. You know, my pension money, everything is in this building, you know.
And he's not alone. Sharon Ormsby is chief of the FBI's financial crime section. Ormsby says the housing market crash hasn't stopped predatory lenders. If anything, she says, the criminals are increasing their efforts so that even people in foreclosure are at risk.
Well, the Bureau has seen in the foreclosure market or foreclosure arena, there are actually three types of schemes that people should be aware of.
The most common foreclosure scam is called phantom help. A mortgage broker might promise to stave off foreclosure and save your house. What he really wants, though, is to get his hands on any remaining equity or even the deed itself.
The second scheme is called the bust-out scheme, and that is where an individual in foreclosure agrees to turn over their house to another individual in exchange for paying rent on the home.
Again, the fraudster's aim is to rob the victim, not help him. Ormsby says a similar thing happens in the third type of foreclosure fraud, a simple bait-and-switch. With this one, the troubled homeowner is lured in with a tempting refinance offer. But if the scam goes to plan, it's the fraudster who ends up holding the deed.
The complexity of the frauds and the growth has been both dramatic and significant.
The FBI says the numbers will continue to grow for at least another 2 years, meaning there'll be many more victims, just like James LaShore.
It gotta stop somewhere, you know, because too many people are getting hurt with these crooked people.
In New York, I'm James Doran for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, one of the world's oldest casino companies is changing its name. After 71 years, Harrah's will now be known as Caesars. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.